noise and the other things, we will manage. And I hope there won't be any mosquitoes that are coming in. We last met last week. I think it's important that I do refer that we had a very productive, for a start, workshop. We will see as the Secretariat if we can't then show powers to be, we can't then have another one. The reason I'm saying this is because we are a committee that is charged with a very huge responsibility. And it is now that we are starting our work in the state administration. Remember that we are from a transition, we're finishing up the fifth administration work. So we will have to be to ensure that we try to make people to understand that ours is to ensure, ours is to create a conducive environment for employment. Ours is to create a conducive environment for employment. And it then means we are not only going to know the words of our committee, we have to go beyond. I'm making an example. If public works is going to have, I was just thinking, and I'm subject for correction, it's just public works has got, you go to the website of the Public Service and Administration, you see there that they are going to employ. Check on the post of the which the new comers will want to come in the working environment. Remember that the experience has been scraped. We'll have to check how then do they do that, which level. We're supposed to be knowing which level exactly that you are. So we are to be, that's why I'm saying it's not only, we're not only confined to the work of the employment and labor. We are to go beyond, because if we are to create a conducive environment, we have to have that responsibility. And that means we have to be ahead. We always have to be ahead and not react. But obviously, we know that there are those that have got their own inspectorates, for example, mining. Health has got its own, but we do. I had an experience. I think it's not a secret. My son applied for work. Then he was called for an interview by a certain, I will tell the department, the inspectorate, a certain recruitment agency in a particular province. He was asked money. He was asked money for ABC. Because I didn't want to say to him, no, this is dodgy. You know how young people are. This is dodgy. I want him to feel what is outside and experience. And he then said, I said, how did you say? You know, I think it's dodgy because there's somebody also was also asked money, a particular amount, because he has applied to a particular set. So again, he was then yesterday, got an email that he must come for an interview. Well, those that are IT literate, I don't know where did he press, and he picked up that there are a number, a couple, I think there are about 10, that people are warned not to go when they are called for interviews by those recruitment agencies. And I just told myself that that is going to be my project. I have to communicate with the minister. The inspectorate must look into that, because my understanding is that it is not you who is recruited who is to pay money. Maybe it is the company that is then asked to. So I'm saying there are those things you must be vigilant. Otherwise, we would leave a legacy that is then going to be. We'll be answered for that. How did we allow? Obviously, we are not going to be everywhere. We are not a Holy Spirit. But those issues that we pick up as we do our constituency work, we will then have to ensure that we take them forth and we report. Safe to say that, I don't want to say who is owning that recruitment agency. So I think that workshop, I'm of the understanding that it may have opened our eyes more and our thinking and our endeavor to ensure that we do our work. We have got only an apology. Mr. Nanzelu will join us later because he's starting in another meeting. We there's no need for introduction. We were on our own. Today, we are focusing on the minutes of our previous meeting. And it's my understanding that the Secretariat has circulated that to members, so I don't think we will take long. It doesn't mean that we must just agree. If members have got some areas that they think that they must for correction, I think that will be fine. But with the understanding that if you didn't raise a matter in that meeting, it's unprocedural in terms of meeting procedures that in minutes then you want to. Can I use the word smuggle? If you raise it and it's not reflecting and you feel that it's something very important, we can then look into that. But if it's something that was never reflected in the minutes of that particular meeting, that will then not be allowed. So having said that, we have seen one another. I nearly said compliments. But we saw one another and I want to thank members for attending that workshop. Thank you very much. I think we appreciated that in particular the Secretariat and the Office of the Chair. So we have got a bunch of meetings. What I'm going to do first is just to check so that we are the sequence in terms of the first on top is the 27th of August. The second is the 28th of August. The third one is the 4th of September. The 9th of October. 16th October. 23rd October. 30th of October, the 6th of November, 13th November, 20th November, and the last one will be the 27th of November. Are we a little bigger?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've been sent, Mr. Zakaso sent us all these minutes already. We do have them and we've all been through it. And thank you for going through those dates. I would suggest that we don't go through page by page, that we ask people to point out if they believe there are any errors. Because otherwise it can take us all morning and we've all read it, so I'm sure everyone knows and they're all on the same page. Thank you.
That's the proposal, Honourable Members, that we just 37, the photographs you point where you think that there's something that needs to be corrected, but we'll have to do the procedural thing that I need a lot to do.
Yeah, I Nobuhle Ngabane would like to support the motion that we should raise the issues as they arise since we received the minutes on time as per the proposal made by Honorable Baker. Thank you.
There's nobody who has got a contrary view. Thank you. 27th of August, any issues? If there are none, can we get a formal motion?
Thank you, Chair. This is Sondare. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 27th of August, 2019.
Okay. Can I get a second? Can you use your mic?
Thanks, I'll second that.
Thank you. August. Honorable Bacon.
I propose that.
Honorable Bacon proposed that we move. Can we get a second? Honorable Governor.
I second the motion.
Can I? I Honorable Sovereignty, second that the minutes should be, if we can follow that. 4th September. And one thing that you must be sure of is that you were present that day. Fourth September, Honorable Emma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Nombulelo Yarman, I move for the acceptance of the minutes as a true reflection of the minutes of the 4th of August.
September.
Your 4th of September 2019, thank you.
Can we go to second Honorable? Hey, you miss your name. You must remind.
It's Dinner, Jim.
Dinner.
Yes. I Louise at Dinner. I almost said my previous and myself now. Second that we accept the minutes of the 4th of September.
Thank you. The 16th of October. Oh, sorry. 9th of October. Honorable David.
Thanks, Jay. I would say so. Welcome, David. Move forward the adoption of the minutes of the meeting of the 9th of October, 2019.
Can I get a second? Honorable Zuma.
Bongile Otre Zuma, I second the minutes of the 16th of October. Of the 9th of October.
The 9th of October?
Yes.
Thank you. 16th of October, Honorable Yunan.
Morning, members. I remember Yunana, I do hereby accept the minutes affected on the 16th of October 2019.
I'm advised, and my apologies, that Honorable Yunana is an alternate when the two members of his party are present. Come again. You were both not there.
What day
is that? The 16th.
Oh, we were there.
You were there. So, it should be. Okay. The 23rd. I'm sorry, can we get the mover, the seconder? Honorable Ngabane?
I Nomusa Ngabane second the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of October. Thank you, Chairperson.
23rd of October. Honorable
Thank you, Chair. I, Honorable Herman, moves for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection, the minutes of the 23rd of October 2019. Thank you, Chair.
Can you give a second, Honorable Bacon?
Thank you, my second as. Thank you.
Can 30th October? Honorable Mugabe?
I, Honorable Musisi Mutale, hereby move for the adoption of the minutes of the 30th of October 2019.
Can you get a second then? Honorable Zuma?
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I second the minutes of the 30th of October 2019.
The minutes of the 6th of November. Honorable Zinana?
I'll say that I never in Nana do hereby accept the minutes of the 6th of November, the true reflection of the nation.
Can
you
get a second now? Honorable Gabe?
Nobushangamane move for the adoption of the minutes, second the adoption of the minutes of the 6th of November 2019.
Minutes, thank you. 13th of November. Honorable Mugabe.
I, Honorable Spuse Somtave, hereby move for the adoption of the minutes of the 13th of November 2019.
Can we get a second there? Honorable Zuma?
I, Honorable Zuma, I second the minutes of the 13th of November 2019.
Thank you. 28th November.
I know we can have a move for the adoption of the limits of the 20th of November 2019.
Honorable Baker?
Baker, I'm our second as well.
Thank you. Then the last one will be the 27th of November. Can we get a mover? Honorable Herman?
Herman moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 27th of November.
Can you get a second? Can you get a second? Honorable Bacon, are you second?
I'll second that, thank you, Bagra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. We will try by all means that as we continue, we don't then have a pile of them. But the time it conditions beyond our control. Next week we are going to be having a portfolio committee meeting, which is going to start at 9 o'clock. Yes, going to start at 9 o'clock. because there is a gentleman that has submitted an amendment to on elderly care leave. So he is then going to come and make a presentation to the committee. He do have a right to do that. We will ask questions as usual. And then after that you will leave. Then we will then be left with the department. We'll hear what the department is saying at a meeting. If we want to do it that day, but at a meeting where we are deliberating, before we deliberate, get what the department is saying, and then we deliberate as the committee and take a decision at that particular time. So that's why we are starting at 9, because I hope we'll be done by 10 o'clock. Then at 10, we'll then be getting a briefing, a quarterly report, from the second quarterly report from the Department of Employment and Labor and the Compensation Fund. I'm also understanding that we hope, and the PLO is here, a directive from the Office of the Chair, please. The latest, it must be, we must get those documents by Friday. Please, you don't know how disadvantages and dislodged members that we get the documents on the eve, because it's something that even this submission, I will request the Secretariat to circulate the submission of Secretariat already do that in terms of the elderly care leave, so that when we come next week, we understand what it is. It's then going to be important, honorable members, that as we'll be looking into that, remember that this committee is also about law, and therefore there's what is called Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So its members, if they will be reading, they also read that submission against what the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is saying. I think it's important that it is being done. You were supposed to be adopting today the third and the fourth quarter reports. I then requested the Secretariat to withdraw them a bit, because there were areas that I just wanted to look into them. So we'll be having a very, so then we won't be surprised, we'll see if we then have a third area of agenda. So our meeting, I hope members are fine. If it was for me, I would say let's start at 8, so that we're able to do, but I don't want to be unfair, we'll start at 9. There are two hands, Honorable Inanna, then two Honorable Baker.
I'm going to say something completely different. I was raising hand to indicate that before we close, I want to raise some issues, but not related to the report that we're giving.
Okay. Honorable Baker?
Yeah, it's also not related to the report. I wanted to raise something as well.
But members are accepting the for next week. Okay, if then that is fine with the members. I don't know who's going to start.
Let me start. I want to raise an issue with the workshop. We did attend the workshop, the CCMI workshop in Durban, for three or 4 days. But there was a lot of issues that I think didn't went well in terms of preparation. The workshop itself, it was fantastic.
Sorry, which one?
The system. The system
in Durban.
Yeah, the one that was in Durban. what didn't do sit well with me, I don't want to say with us, because I didn't canvass this issue that I'm going to raise it, that where we've been accommodated, the accommodation was fine, but was very, very far away from the place. We spent almost 45 hours, 45 minutes to drive to that area, and the congestion by that time on the road, it was a traffic jam. When we asked, because in the neighborhood of the venue, there is accommodation. When we checked with the organizers, the response was that the department responded late, yet it was given early to indicate who are the people that are coming. And so the accommodation around is not available. Hence, we were the only one with a boat so that far. And I think that it's very bad. They have to wake up very much early because you have to beat the traffic jam. And when the meeting ends, when you come back so late, you have to beat the traffic. And I think that was very, very poorly planned. The second one was, when we were supposed to, on our last day, to check out, the transport that was demanded to take us from the venue, mind you, it was very far, as I said, to the airport, was not available. We had to collect money on ourselves. The person was phoned and so on. So I know that we are going to be confronted by these arrangements in many, many, many more times to come. But I think that at the beginning, we have to be very sure that those issues are attended to so that the frustration is minimized, that we don't experience that real problem. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to raise a different issue altogether. In our next meeting, we do have the department present and compensation fund in particular will be here. There's been an absolute disaster with the compensation fund in that businesses from across the country are writing. I can produce 24 letters if you want from various businesses who aren't able to get their payments, medical payments out of the fund since September last year. And all I'd like to do is not ambush them when they arrive, because I can do so, but rather let Mr. Zakasa send them a mail asking them to explain what's been going on since September 2019. Why haven't they paid any of the service providers? What has happened is people are now having to use the state hospitals, which has put extra pressure on the state hospitals, who are also complaining about this. And in particular, Physiotherapy South Africa have stopped treating patients. And we get these reports. I've just been through the last report from the Workman Compensation that this new CompEasy is such a fantastic, and it's working, and they've rolled it out, and they got 100%, in fact, in their own marking. And yet, we give them 0% when we speak to the public. So I thought if Mr. Zakasa could possibly warn them and let them come prepared, because I think the press will also be here to see what the compensation fund is doing and why has there been a complete disaster with their ability to be able to service the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. I'd like to second Honourable Bagram's suggestion. I've also been inundated with calls regarding especially service providers complaining that they haven't been receiving payment from the compensation fund. Some practices are having to close down now, people who especially specialise in compensation fund cases. So if that could be done, that would be much appreciated.
Okay, can I start with the first one, which is much easier? I think the issue of logistics, I think we have taken note of that. The ministry is here, which oversees the department. We then liaise with CCMA on the issues of logistics, and that the department has responded very late, so we will try next time that we that is to be that is avoided. But please, so that when people are again invited, and maybe even from our side, the parliament, I don't know, the transport from the venue to airport, so both parliament and the ministry will have to look into that. I will then communicate with Mr. Sakaza to and communicate with their supervisor and whoever is doing logistics. The second one, I think I would have thought that you would say the chair must ensure that that happens. Because Sakaza takes a tune from the office of the chair. Can I request this? And I know it's not. Is it possible? Okay, let me say it's possible. But put in writing a brief, as you're saying, that this is there, so that we send that to the department and to the minister. But I always like to advise members that on issues of this nature, don't wait for the committee. You've got the right to reflect that to the chair, even if the committee is not sitting, so that the chair is then able to speak with the DG to say there's this thing that we're... So feel free, you've got my email, you've got my phone, feel free to do that. It does not need that we come to the meeting. But that they are going to come, I think it's really going to be important, because all of us are edging and panicking about the state of the compensation fund. And if then there are threats, as you are alleging, that I'm saying alleging for now, that their practices are going to close. So it's going to be important that we don't react when that happened, or we try and correct. But fortunately, both PLOs are here. They will then have two in particular, the one of the minister. But please do that. You've got my email. I must get that by the end of today. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't make a follow-up, so that the DG is off sick, but there is somebody, I'll be told, who is then relieving the DG, so that by the time they come. I like this thing that you're saying, that you wouldn't like to ambush them, as much as you do have an ability. All of us do have that capacity, but of ambushing. But I think it's important the way that you have it says to say the advice that he must not wait for a committee. He is here, he knows when he receives something, how then is he to process that. I think, honourable members, if they need anything, Peter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank you for the ability to be able to raise issues with you in between meetings. I didn't know that was possible, and I thank you for that. I won't bombard you, but when there's a big issue like this, I will. It's not as if the department doesn't know. I've sent all my stuff to them already about this, but I'll send it on to Mr. Zakaso or pass it on to you. I see it's Wednesday the 26th. Do we know what the address of the meeting will be? Where will we be? Thank you.
Good hope. I'm told it's in Good Hope Chamber.
I think we're going to have a lot of people present at that meeting. I have invited some of the complainants to be there. So, sorry?
To come and listen. Yeah, okay, fine. So the meeting is going to be in Good Hope Chamber. I think all of us are aware where Good Hope Chamber is. A notice will be sent which is it's fine. Otherwise, thank you, honorable members. Welcome, honorable Nonsele. We were about, we're just dealing with some of the in-house things. As now our meeting is adjourned, can I then request